So I was considering the readings for today. I was especially thinking about the reading from Joel. It says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes, like their like has never been from of old, nor will it be again after them in ages to come." Does it put a little bit of fear in you to hear that? It ought to. It puts some fear in me. But then later on it says, "Yet, even now, God says, return to me with all your heart." God's angry. He's coming. And yet at the same time, he's angry because of our sinfulness, right? Sinfulness angers God. He's not angry at us. He's angry with us. He's angry with our sin. But it says, "Yet, even now, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." And it says, "Rend your clothes, not your garments." Now, in Jewish tradition, I believe, especially in Old Testament times, when someone was very upset, they would tear their clothes, right, to show that they how upset they were. Either they were sad about something, or they were angry about something, or they were being righteously angry about something. They would rend their garments. And God says, "Rend your hearts, not your garments." Then we get to the gospel. The gospel says, if you're going to practice your piety, do it where it can't be seen by anybody but God. If you're going to pray, don't go stand on the street corners like the hypocrites do. But do it in secret, where only God will see. When you fast, don't walk around all day looking like you're dying because you're fasting. Put oil on your head. Make yourself look well. Don't let on what's going on. The gospel is telling us the same thing. Rend your hearts. Do it with your heart. Do with what's on inside, not what is outside that everybody can see. Right? Not with your garments. Don't rip your garments. Repent with your heart. Turn back to God with your heart. Oftentimes, people give something up for Lent. And oftentimes, we tell each other, right? "Oh, I'm giving up blah, blah, blah for Lent." I saw several people on Facebook say, "I'll see you after Easter," yesterday, right? And that's an okay thing to do. But it occurs to me, in reading these readings this time, that those are things that we ought to do without telling anybody. Because when you say, "Oh, I gave up potato chips for Lent," would you like to pat me on the back? Right? That's kind of what's happening. "I gave up whatever. I'll tell you, I didn't give up coffee for Lent, and that will make you all very happy." But sometimes telling each other what we gave up for Lent, wearing it like a badge, it's kind of like getting our reward here and now. It's not storing up our treasure in heaven. It's not rending our heart instead of our garments. So I encourage you this Lent, as you consider how you might fast from something, or even if you're going to take on something extra, something you might give sacrificially to because it's Lent, just to do that quietly, and don't share it. Don't share it with others so that God gets to reward you, not the people you tell. There's one other thing I want to talk about. Probably wishing I'd written it all down now, eh? My sermons are shorter than my talkings. Who's laughing back there? In the psalm, starts out, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor keep his anger forever. I spoke of God's anger about our sin before. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, or rewarded us according to our wickedness. If I got what I deserved, man, I'd be a pool of oil on the floor, I'm sure. But it says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is God's mercy great upon those who fear him, great upon those who respect him, great upon those who turn to him. And this next part, as far as the east is from the west. How far is the east from the west? If you start traveling west, I don't know where west is from here, but anyway, if you start traveling west, how far do you have to travel west to get to the east? You never get there. You just keep going around in the same circle. That's how far God has put our sins. When we repent and we're forgiven, our sins are so far from us, we can't ever find them again, and God isn't looking for them. That's how great God's mercy is. That's how complete God's forgiveness is. Now, I'm sure that each of us has had a time where we've told somebody we forgive them. But how long does it take to remember what it was we forgave them for? Once we repent and God forgives us, he forgets it forever. Even if we do the very same thing again and repent again, he forgets it again. Lent is about repenting and preparing ourselves for the time when we celebrate the resurrection. Preparing us for the time when we ourselves are resurrected. God is a God of love, a God of mercy, and a God of great forgiveness. And as we look upon ourselves, we need to be careful not to get too turned inward and become, you know, morbidly obsessed with our sin. When you look inward and you find a sin, throw it out there, say to God, I repent, and move on. Because he does. Amen.